Dick Barton, special agent. By special arrangement with the BBC, we bring you chapter 156 of our exciting adventure serial, Dick Barton, Special Agent. But first, a word from your sponsor. Raggett and Cross are sitting on the grass in Hyde Park, Toronto, discussing plans for their next mailbag robbery. Dick Barton, Snowy and Jock have shadowed them there, but have been unable to get close enough to hear what the crooks are saying. Dick has therefore asked two youngsters to help. The boys, Freddie and Joe, play baseball near Raggett and Cross to see if they can overhear their plans.
The system I want to follow is this, Cross. Now, first of all, the parcel. It'll be sent in...
Hey!
Oh, sorry, mister. Only wanted to get our ball.
What's the idea?
Leave the kid alone, Raggett. It's as much his park as ours. Here, son, here's your ball.
Thanks, mister.
Well, go on, Raggett.
All right. What we have to do is this. We'll send the parcel through the post in the Frenchman's name this time. It'll be quite simple. All we have to do is...
Nice hit, Joe! Oh, duck, mister!
All right, I saw it. Good hit, young'un. Here, catch.
Thanks, mister.
Cross, will you get your mind off that silly ball game?
Oh, sorry, Raggett. Carry on.
The Frenchman is my valet. We can send the stones off on his name this time.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll notify Butler and Williams to do their usual work.
Keep the conductor busy, you mean.
Come on, Joe, let me have a hit now.
Okay.
Mind you pitch him better than last time, too.
You can communicate with the Chinese, Cross. Tell them their services are required the same as usual.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, then.
Look out, mister!
You scruffy little ruffians, you wait!
Come on, Raggett, let's move away.
I'll flay him alive.
Leave him be. Probably play in the same spot every day. Come on away.
Gosh, how I hate children, the little blighters. Go for you, lads.
They both cleared off after that, sir.
You're sure they said Chinese?
Yes, honest, I heard them.
All right, boys, you've done fine. Here, buy yourself something with this.
Oh, thanks, mister.
Thanks, mister.
Now, push off, boys. We've a lot to talk about.
Can't we help any more?
No, thanks. You just go and spend that money.
You bet we will. Come on, Joe.
Quite a useful little espionage service. Well, chaps,
it worked.
Aye, it worked. But we still don't know when or where the robbery's taking place.
Yes, and who's Williams and Butler?
All in good time. Here's the plan from now on. Jock, you get back to the office under Raggett's. Keep your ear glued to that listening post.
Aye, aye, sir.
Snowy, you stick around outside Raggett's office. Watch all the comings and goings.
Right, sir.
I'm going back to the flat to get hold of Davidson and Steele and Pocock. The whole point is this, you chaps. I don't want to tread on any toes, yours in particular, Davidson.
That's all right, boy. Just you keep talking. So far, everything goes fine. What say you, Steele?
Sure, keep talking, Barton.
I've talked to Pocock, and for this part of the stunt, I'm the boss as far as he's concerned.
Okay, just run over the setup again.
Well, here it is. Jock and Snowy located Williams and Butler from Raggett's phone calls. Pocock has gone to keep tabs on those birds.
No problems there. Go on.
Right now, Steele. Now, this is where you come in.
I'm listening.
As soon as that French valet of Raggett's tries to post a parcel, you act, okay?
Okay.
Check on the parcel as soon as it's handed over the counter. Let us know.
I'll do that.
Right. Johnny Dupre has got his eyes on the Chinese vaudeville act.
Ain't you got anything lined up for me, Barton?
Oh, plenty for you, Davidson, with all your official status.
Well, don't be coy, let's all share.
Now, this is your business. Plenty of squad cars to start with.
Easy.
With wireless communication?
Sure.
Ground to air?
We ain't got any squad cars that fly, brother.
Wait. You're going to supply a helicopter, too.
Oh, that's so?
Mm-hmm. Well?
Okay, squad cars and helicopter all in touch by wireless.
That's the stuff. Look, I've got a feeling in my bones they're going to try and pull this robbery within the next 24 hours.
Well?
You'd better scram after that French valet, Steele.
Suppose so.
If you haven't any plans, Davidson...
Well, how in heck can I have plans when you're making them all for me, huh?
Sorry, old man. What I was going to say was that we'll use this flat as a sort of operational headquarters.
Well?
After you fix the squad cars and helicopter and things, perhaps you'd care to stick around here until it's time to jump Raggett and Cross.
Okay, I'm easy. Come on, Steele, let's go chivvy a few folk around. 3 o'clock, Barton. Here we've been sitting in this darn flat of yours since yesterday.
Patience, Davidson, patience. Get yourself another drink.
Thanks. You?
Might as well.
Still, I'll say this, Barton. You're a mighty good organizer.
How do you mean?
These train schedules and maps and stuff all strewed about. Looks good, boy.
Meaning what?
Anybody walking in is liable to get the impression you and me've been busy. Yeah, pretty smart organization.
Rat.
Yeah, there's you and me sitting around in a couple of armchairs while our pals get sweated up chasing Cross and Ragged. Yeah, pretty slick. Darn smart organization, in fact.
Oh, you're just being catty now.
Well, I figure that...
Cross fingers and hope this is action at last. Hello?
Hello there. Is that my great big ugly sister?
Is that witch?
This is your little Cinderella calling.
Oh, Johnny Dufresne. Why, little girl, the things you say. What's cooking, Johnny?
Plenty, pal. Want to take any bets on a mailbag robbery in the next 48 hours?
No fear. Come on, give. What's new?
The Chinese act is off.
What?
They've canceled their act for tonight. Sticking bills around the place now. Say it's canceled owing to illness.
Good. You're still on to them, are you?
Sure. They don't move far without Uncle Johnny on their tails.
Good for you, Cinders. Keep at it.
Sure. So long for now.
Bye. Well, that's a good indication, Davidson.
What's that?
Dufresne says the music hall act done by the Chinese is canceled for tonight.
Oh, that's promising.
I should say so. It'll mean that... Hello. Here we go again. A button here.
It's a steel button.
Shoot, my chick.
We got the guy. We got the Frenchman.
Good for you.
Still got him under lock and key. You were right about the parcel.
I was?
Yeah, I had it opened up. The stones were inside there, and the little bum thing.
Good. What time was the setting?
Set to go off at 10:28.
10:28 tonight, eh? Where is it addressed? What train will that be?
You want me to let it go?
Yes. Let it go through the normal sorting process.
Well, it's addressed to a guy in Frattonville. If I let it go on, it'll be going out from Toronto on the 7:44.
That's all I want to know. I'll let you know the position when I've worked it out.
Okay. Cheers for now.
So long.
10:28 tonight, huh, Barton?
Right.
Where'll that be?
Well, there's the maps. Here's the timetable. 7:44 from Toronto will be carrying the mailbag for the stones.
Well, now, let's see. She's due Frattonville 12:50. Mile reach halt 10:42. Back a bit. How's this? Burtonville, 10:30.
That's about it. 2 minutes before Burtonville. Now, let's have a look at this map.
There, look. Yeah, that's the place.
Ah, yes. Highway comes right in here. Runs level with the track for quite a way. That'll be it.
Ain't it beautiful knowing there's gonna be a mailbag robbery near Burtonville at 10:28 tonight?
Well, that's that. Pocock and Steele and yourself can concentrate in that area, can't you?
You're darn tootin'. I'll go and fix that right now. And say, after that...
Yes, I know what you're going to say. Yes, you can.
Yes, I can what?
Go and pull in Ragged and Cross. Did I guess right?
Sure did. Be seeing you, Bert. Okay, lovey-dovey. Pack up for tonight. Be early in the morning. Good night.
I can't help feeling a bit nervous, Ragged.
No need. Everything's fine. My stenographer away home. Now we're alone and all set.
Well, this is the third time we've done it, though.
All the more reason why we shouldn't be suspected. The methods are identical in each case, aren't they?
Yes, but I still...
And the police are bound to suspect that the same gang is responsible for all the robberies. They'd be worrying their heads trying to find out how the gang got inside knowledge. The
parcel went all right.
Of course. My valet posted it.
Seen him?
No, I'll see him when I get home. It'll be all right.
Chinese?
All ready to go.
Williams and Butler?
All set. I tell you, everything's just as it should be. What's the time?
5:30.
Then we just quietly finish our office routine for the day and go home.
All right.
Always stick to routine, Cross. It won't let you down. Why, I remember... What the... Why, hello, Sergeant Davidson. Come in.
Don't worry, I'm coming.
Well, Sergeant Davidson, what can we do for you?
I reckon I'll do all the doing that's gotta be done, Ragged.
Why, what's the matter?
Yeah, what's up? What's the idea of the gun?
Cut the cackle and get moving, you two. I'm pulling you in for attempted murder.
For what?
Attempted murder of Barton Anderson, White, and Mary Nelson.
You mean they're not dead?
Shut up, you fool. No, they're very much alive and kicking. Put that gun down, Ragged.
Get him, Cross. No policeman's gonna take me in.
Is he dead?
I don't know and I don't care. Get ready to beat it, Cross.
All right, but you didn't have to shoot Davidson, though.
We may have to take a rap for murder.
Shut up! Get what cash there is out of the safe, Cross. We shall need it. I'll clear up these papers.
Okay. You got the key?
Here.
Right. There's not much here, Raggett.
Bring it anyway. We shall need it.
Okay.
Knock up, too. Then toss the key out of the window.
Right. Okay, Raggett. I've slung it out the window.
Let's go, then.
Well, what about having a look at Davidson first?
No need. It's curtains for him. Come on.
We can't just leave him lying there. Gee, you didn't have to croak him, did you?
Why not? That Davidson meant business.
Well, don't want to take a rap.
Nobody's taking any raps. Cut out the crocodile tears and get moving.
I want to have a
look. Get going, curse you! We can't afford to waste time.
Phone. Must get to the phone. Must talk to Jock. Who's listening on the line? Must get the phone.
Will Cross and Raggett escape? Can Davidson get his message through?